Welcome to the Velocast briefing for Thursday the 16th of November 2017. The saga of the Jiffy bag might have reached its highly unsatisfactory conclusion as far as UK anti-doping is concerned, but Sir Bradley Wiggins has issued a statement in which he states his intent to take legal action, saying, "I plan on making no further public statement at this point as I assess which legal options to pursue." It's unclear what form this action will take or who indeed he intends taking it against. One theme that runs throughout his statement is that there's no solid evidence behind the claim. This might be because the medical records the team were supposed to keep went missing. What we do know about the Jiffy bag crossing borders, the conveniently timed TUEs for what we were first told were allergy treatment but subsequently might have been a chest infection, and the other aspects of the case where statements by Team Sky have proven to be false, leads me to question whether Sir Bradley's statement, "In all other circumstances, this would be an unqualified finding of innocence," can in any way be supported. British Cycling's chief executive admitted, "UCAD's findings represent an organisation and culture that, despite delivering in the world stage, did not meet the high standards British cycling today holds itself to." UCAD's Nicole Sapstead said, "Our investigation was hampered by a lack of accurate medical records being available at British Cycling. This is a serious concern. In this case, the matter was further complicated by the crossover between personnel at British Cycling and Team Sky. We have referred some information to the General Medical Council and will cooperate with the General Medical Council as necessary in respect of that information." And Damian Collins, the MP who chaired the committee that will soon publish its report on doping in sport, said to the Daily Telegraph about the decision to drop the case, "This is not an exoneration of anyone. What's clear from UCAD's statement is if Sky and British Cycling had kept proper medical records, this could have been wrapped up a lot sooner. It's unacceptable. A cloud now hangs over one of our greatest Olympians. No one comes out of this mess well. It's tarnished the image of cycling yet again, and no amount of bluster about your life being made a living hell will change that." Winner of the 2004 Giro, Damiano Canego, has told Italian newspaper Gazzetta dello Sport that he intends to hang up his wheels after 2018. He's keen to ride the Giro during his final season, but his current team Nippo Vini Fantini will need to be awarded a wild card if he's to do so, and they missed out on one in this year's race, so that's by no means certain. Whatever races he rides though, he'll leave the sport with a palmarès that includes that 2004 Giro, a Tour de France Young Riders jersey from 2006, three Giri di Lombardia and an Amstel Gold, which isn't too shabby. Having established himself as a solid podium-class rider at the Tour de France, Romain Bardet has announced part of his plan for an assault on that top step that has so far eluded him in his home race. To get ready for Stage 9 of next year's race, during which the fabled Pavé will feature, Bardet told Le Monde, the French newspaper, not Greg, that he'll rub shoulders with the classics riders at Strade Bianche, although he won't be riding Paris-Roubaix itself. He says he'd love to, but he won't, citing the risk to the rest of his season as the reason. After a grumpy start, it's only right that I finish today's show with some good news, as Het Nieuwsblad reports that Jan Bakelaert's recovery is proceeding well. He hopes to be back on the roller soon, and if all goes to plan, be riding outside on New Year's Day. After the horrific scenes of his crash on the descent of the Muro di Sormano, and speculation that he might never race again, this is fantastic news. That's the Velocast briefing for Thursday the 16th of November 2017. For more in-depth pro cycling talk and analysis, subscribe to the Velocast by visiting velocast.awsound.com.